DVR.
Cock-a-doodle-loo!
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker deep in the heart of enemy territory in the occupied states of America. We alter your locus aureus with a warning synapses of something or other, warming your brain to a crispy and crunchy 666 degrees Fahrenheit to keep sinful statism out of there.
Goodness.
And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except for governments. And welcome to the 3-year anniversary of the Freedom Fiends on actual real radio stations.
Yeah, and you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means it's only Fiends been around for over 5 years, but the first 2 years we were podcast and streaming only. So, but we've been on the air radio for 3 years tonight. And that means that it's only 1.3 more years before Alpha Centauri hears those first episodes with me and Nima and comes down and saves the Fiends with their state blocking software. Woohoo.
Yay.
Yes.
Yes. We welcome our Martian overlords. So I want to give a shout out to something we're going to start doing ads for that I haven't done the ad for yet, but check out agoristhosting.com. agoristhosting.com. That is Derek Slopey's new company. They host my mission critical sites. I've got like 15 blogs, but 3 or 4 of them are on Agorist Hosting. The Freedom Fiends podcast, the Freedom Fiends blog, Fiend Phone, and BIPCOT. BIPCOT just got moved over because BIPCOT just suddenly became important enough for the dedicated hosting on the bulletproof servers, as opposed to the HostGator where all my other blogs are that aren't that mission critical. So Agorist Hosting, and they're also doing Open Bazaar hosting. So if you want to get on the you can't sell drugs or anything illegal on there.
Aww.
You guys have been saying aww all night. I was like, someone used the Amazon link, the Freedom Fiends, and ordered bunny treats. And you're like, aww. And I'm like, Jeremy's now editing some Freedom Fiends episodes. Go ahead, girls. Do it. Both of you.
Aww.
I think you guys should do that like every 2 minutes. Awesome. I'm not going to be on all night, but because I have to go, I have a bunch of TiVo'd, well, not TiVo'd, but DVR'd. See, I'm getting in. I've always been a second adopter with technology. Like, I don't go out and buy the computer when it's $6,000. I wait until it's $600, but I get on before most people get on, and then I kick butt with it, and I do amazing things with technology. But there's two technologies I've been like a 10th adopter on that I've gotten on really late. One is chromed robot turds, a.k.a. smartphones. I had a hockey puck phone with, like, flip top and chiclet, like, QWERTY keyboard on it until
jitterbug.
Like, 2 months ago. What's that, Lou?
Yeah, the jitterbug.
I had the jitter. Actually, there's a jitterbug Android phone now, which is weird. It's, you know, jitterbug's the one that's for old people that's just a phone, but now it's an Android phone that's simple for old people to use. But, yeah, I basically had a jitterbug, and now I have a chromed robot turd, and I'm just amazed. I my first 10 tweets were all, like, 10 days in a row, like, I'm pooping. You know? And taxation is theft. Like, I just couldn't believe that I could be on the internet pooping. And I was amazed. But the other technology that I've been a really late adopter of is DVRs. We finally got a cable service that can record shows, and I'm loving it. And I've got a new episode or a couple new episodes of Marin. Do you guys watch the Marin show, the Mark Marin show?
No. Oh, that's who you're talking about. No.
Yeah.
I've
never seen it. None of you.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's great because he's really funny and he's smart and sarcastic, but he's also like, it's like, he's not that he's me, but we have a lot in common. He's like, 52-year-old podcaster. That's him and his character. 52-year-old podcaster who has, like, loves cats and is in recovery from drugs and alcohol. And actually, and one of the writers on the last season was Jerry Stahl, who's in my Selby movie, who's a guy I really look up to, who like basically helped create the CSI series, the most popular show in the world, but won't let you put that on his resume. Like, you have to say novelist Jerry Stahl, because he's like ashamed that he's a TV writer on the most popular TV show of in history, because he's a novelist. But
so what network is that on? What network is that on? Do you know?
I don't know. I just press buttons. I'll find out for you, though. Right. Why doesn't someone who's not talking Google that and let us know? All right, so
I will Google it.
So, Diane, thank you. Aww.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
Wow, I got a squirm of awes.
We got a super squirm here. We got five worms.
Yeah,
huh?
Wow.
But Diana, you got a great announcement to read here about someone who's doing some cool activism and people should support her. Go
ahead. A woman, Amy McLean, is currently hiking. I don't know if she's actually currently, but she is at least planning to hike the Appalachian Trail and to raise money for American Black Cross, which is a 501c3 org that Cody Wilson created to help American political prisoners like Ross Ulbricht.
Nice.
And so people can sponsor her at hikefor.com/cookie/AT/2016. So yeah, we just totally wanted to give her a shout out. 100% of that money goes to fund Ross's appeal.
Ross is in prison.
Really appreciate all the help he can get.
For like 97 life terms. No, I think it's like 2 or 3 life terms.
God,
for
it's awful.
For creating the Silk Road, basically for a victimless crime. Mm-hmm. Put it this way, you could walk into a public square, grab a baby out of someone's arm, beat it to death with a hammer, and then have sex with it, and probably end up doing less jail time than Ross Ulbricht got for running a website.
Yeah.
Oh, you
and I hate to be like that adamant.
There's no probably about it. It's definitely you would get less jail time for that, which is sad.
Yeah, you'd get I don't know. Someone just got 100 years in prison in Colorado for cutting a baby out of a woman, which is like one of the creepiest crimes I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. I read about that. Ew. Yeah.
You want to know what Ross is really guilty of?
What?
You want his true crime was making government look bad because he did what the police could never do. He took the violence out of the drug market. He eliminated the drug deal gone bad.
Yeah, and there's a rumor that's not true that he was trying to hire someone to kill people for him over a money dispute. And it's looking now like that was something the government made up. Put it this way, 2 of the people that worked on his case are in prison for like stealing resources that the government was trying to steal from him. So there was a lot of corruption going. And even if you think it was a legitimate trial and arrest and a real crime, which it wasn't, like, even under all that, the police were corrupt that were going after him. They stole all the Bitcoin and put it in their pocket. Yeah. So I think they made up the allegations. I think they made up that whole chat log that was supposed to be him hiring some. If you read that, it just reads like fan fiction, man. It's weird.
And they carried their Bitcoin through the New Hampshire airport without getting busted.
Is that a Davy Barker joke?
They just flashed their badges and they walked through Manchester airport with their Bitcoin unmolested.
I listened to that episode today. Actually, it was playing on the Freedom Fiends app, which people should have. They should all also have the Free Coast Financial app, 2 apps I've created for listening to nonstop libertarian re-education, brainwash yourself with the freedom friends and other stuff. Yeah. And give me an aw. Yeah. But I listened to that episode with Davi. It was like 2.5 years ago.
I remember that.
It wasn't his first interview ever, but it was one of his first fiends, and he was still kind of green behind the ears, wet behind the ears, kind of green on radio, and like, you, green behind you. No, that's me. But he was, he wasn't the radio force he is now. He hadn't gone through the fiend's training of of daily shows to become the brilliant tactician, radio tactician he is now. But he was fun, and he was talking about his Bitcoin arrest. I think he was a guest. I don't think he was a host yet. But yeah, man, he was.
I think I might have been on that show.
You weren't on the part I was listening to.
Okay.
But maybe I listened to like 20 minutes of it. Huh. Yeah. So Marin, check out Marin, because in the latest season, his character has relapsed on drugs, and instead of like living in a nice house in LA that's worth like $1 million that he owns, he's like lost his house, lost his career. He's living in a storage space. He's sold all his microphones and computer and podcasting equipment. He's trying to do a comeback, trying to do a podcast on his phone, and trying to get Louis C.K. to be interviewed so he can accuse him for a comeback.
And, all right, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, I looked that up. It's on IFC, whatever channel that is.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Independent Film Channel. Yeah.
Yes, that.
Great, great channel. Yep. And it's a really funny show, and it kind of like mixes reality and fantasy, because it's that thing that people, like everyone does now, like Louis C.K. Like, you know, his character is Louis C.K., a comedian who lives in New York City. But, you know, things are a little different, and it's kind of like Louis C.K. has two white kids and their mother is black. Like, and they never explain it. But at one point, some chick's like,
yeah, the character.
Yeah, like his girlfriend's like, that's. What happened?
He's like, no, I wonder that what myself.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah. And Marc Maron, as far as I know, has not relapsed, but his character, Marc Maron, has, and it's pretty funny. He's living in a
Well, relapses frequently make for great stories.
Oh yeah. Junkies are conflict is the essence of drama, put it that way. Yeah. And junkies live in a near constant state of emergency. I used to help this priest in San Francisco give out emergency blankets to junkies. Like, you know, like give out blankets to homeless junkies on the street, and give out clean needles and condoms and bleach and Bibles to junkie kids on Polk Street. But I was thinking about, like, you know, he got like bulk emergency blankets, and they said emergency blankets. And I was thinking about how, like, that makes sense, because junkies, like, every day is a built-in emergency for them. You know, they live emergencies.
Mm. Yeah. That just reminds me of, I don't know if you, I know, but actually, I mean, that reminds me of a Steve Miller Squared post today on Facebook of a poor girl, like, they called it Kensington yoga.
Uh-oh.
It was kind of sad.
All right, have a good show, guys.
Worms.
Happy 3 years.
Aww.
Some horrors trying to
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT NoGov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government License is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government License, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPstrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Good for her.
Yeah, the Appalachian Trail is quite a daunting undertaking. Yeah. A lot of people have done it, and they wind up getting hurt along the way, or tired, or they get tired of being rained on. They just start swearing and then go home. So it's a very difficult task. It's very treacherous.
Yeah. Well, if you hike the whole thing, Georgia to Maine. Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody that accomplishes that is definitely one badass person, or I don't know, somebody from the 1800s. Back when that was the only way to get from one place to the other. But anyway.
Or a robot from the future. You ever think of that, Lou? Come on.
No, I did not think of that.
Now I immediately went to wondering why a robot would ever even want to do that.
Well, obviously time travel
I knew somebody would get sucked in.
time travel has not been invented, because if it had, so many things would have come back and been corrected. Right?
But if you think about it, it's possible that somebody has come back and tried to correct it and just screwed things up way worse.
Which would explain a lot about my life. So yeah, that makes sense. Let's go with that. I'll blame it on that guy.
So in other words, everything went right originally, and then the socialists came back and made it socialist, and now it looks like it is. But I don't know. It seems like they would look at the breadlines and the starvation and the Hunger Games Venezuela, and they'd say, you know what? Maybe this isn't working too well, because if we look at the alternate form of history where there is enough food for everybody, maybe we should go back to that.
Well, you know, people still see that. They see that now, and they still think it's a good idea.
Because they're just not doing it right in Venezuela. That's the problem. They've done it wrong, too. Just like everybody else before them. They just didn't follow the manual properly.
Yeah, well, if only they had the right people in charge.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So, hey, I want to talk about something here. This is a follow-up to a story that we did, I don't know, about 3-4 weeks ago, something like that. And it was about the band Backwards, the anarcho-capitalist rock rap mm-hmm. metal band. Well, anyway, in Loudwire magazine, loudwire.com, they have now, their song Statism, which we played a little excerpt of here on the show, has made it to the number one spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yay. Good.
Yeah, Baby Metal, a band from Japan, has been retired because they did 5 weeks at number one. And let's see now. It turned out to be a four-horse race. American Head Charge had been knocking on the doorstep for a couple weeks, but Let All the World Believe slipped to number four this week. James Durbin's Smackdown has been a top five mainstay for the last few weeks, but while his clip enjoyed new high voting totals, it had to settle for third. Thousand Foot Crutches, Running with Giants, I've heard of them, came on late in his debut week and made it a close finish. But ultimately settled for second, which leaves Backwards as our new number one. The upstart band get an assist from Escape the Fates' Craig Mabbitt in their video for Statism. And in its second week, the clip makes a jump from number five to number one.
Woohoo.
Nice.
I saw something that Eric had written about that, about the reviews they were getting, and he said it seemed very obvious that the organization, I guess it's Loudwire, was not very thrilled about having to give it to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't actually see the post that he was referring to. I just saw what he had written about it, and he just said that the air they were giving off was that it was a very reluctant thing that they had to announce that Backwards had taken the number one spot. So,
Yeah, the industry that sings about sings about anti-authoritarianism and almost an anarchism and everything else really gets PO'd when actual anarchists show up. State is going to state. State it off.
Not again. Not in my head again.
Oh, man. I'm
state sorry.
State is going to hey. Okay,
no, gonna
sorry.
Going to state.
Oh, state. Okay, yeah. Well, state is going to stay, too. I mean, hey, too. Sorry. Right. Too much coffee, not enough sleep.
Sorry to give you the earworms, Lisa.
Worms!
Again, with the earworms.
They're wives.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Why can't we be friends? Yeah.
So are you trying to say that Murder Dog and Murder Bunny aren't getting along?
Not very well. They actually interact pretty well behind bars.
So you kind of get that prison thing. You kind of get that orange is fur is the new black.
Yeah. Pretty much. But
what's your bunny's name?
Her name is Bella, and she did come with that name. All of my animals came with their names. Yeah, which, I mean, I'm fine. She's, you know, it's a good name. Luckily, all my animals have good names, not like Cameron. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that was just a
fired.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
Aw. It's a different kind of aw now.
Instead of aw, it's like, aw? Schumer's about to get real up in this piece.
I have the same kind of policy with all my. I've rescued and or adopted pretty much every animal I've ever had, and I just kept all their names too. It's the name she came with. So
yeah, I guess I'm lucky. Mine came with good. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. I apologize. My cat. My cat came with a weird name, and I was gonna change her name because she came with the name Henrietta. And I was like,
I like that.
I know. Well, you know, it's like it really suits her. So I decided to keep it because she's a Russian blue. So I was going to name her like Katya.
My daughter has one of those.
Or like something, you know, Russian and sexy or whatever. But Henrietta just suits her. She has a funny little hair lip thing going on. So, yeah.
She should have been Natasha.
I know. Like, yeah, something like
that. That's cute.
Yeah. But
so does your cat attack you when it's hungry?
Oh, no, she just meows like crazy.
I know where you're going with this.
Because you can't say, I want dinner on the table at a certain time. If it's not there, there's going to be Hades to pay. There's going to be Halloween to pay.
No, I feel like this is an inside joke I'm not getting.
Yeah, my daughter has a Russian blue.
Okay.
And he's they have like this, well, Lou, you can explain it, their relationship.
It's kind of like a voter and politician relationship. And the cat is the politician, so the cat.
Of course,
Lisa's daughter.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He scratched her up pretty badly. Like she had to go to the doctor and get antibiotics because got infected.
Oh my gosh!
And I asked her why, and she's like, "I don't want to talk about it."
What
do you mean? And she's like, "It's my fault. I forgot to feed him, and I was gone all day." So it sounded like this, like she
Stockholm
was, you know,
syndrome. Oh my god!
Yes, it was like that. She's like, "It's my fault," you know, and she kept making excuses for him. And I'm like, "No, Allie, like that's not cool," you know.
He wants to be fed at a certain time. If he doesn't get his dinner, he gets angry.
She actually said that. She did. Listen. She's like, "He won't," you know, "he didn't get his dinner, and he was mad." at me. And I'm like, oh, listen, wow.
That sounds like a relationship of hers.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
That cat needs to be put in his place.
I'm all about animals, obviously. I mean, I take care of them for a living, but that just does not fly. Come on.
For your cat to send you to the hospital?
Cots and scratching.
He's wicked. Yeah. Well, okay, so speaking of animals coming with bad names, I adopted this cat several years ago.
Hang on. And that wasn't the first time that he attacked her.
No,
so she's been taking this abuse for a long time. We tried to get her to go to a shelter, and she
battered white syndrome.
She's a battered cat owner. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Or should I say he owns her? But yeah.
Hey, could you imagine the irony of putting a domestic violence shelter on Lincoln Avenue?
Oh.
Snap. Well, okay, go back to your story about the cat you adopted, Lisa.
Yeah, I adopted a cat years ago, and her name was Mimi. She came with that name.
Oh, God. Now, that just reminds me of
that. I kept picturing that chick, on the Drew Carey show. Yes. Yeah. With the eyeshadow.
That was the very first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, mine too. And I wanted to change her name, and they're like, well, she's, you know, a year and a half old. It's not good to change their name because she knows her name.
It's not good to change their name. Okay.
Yeah, all cats are called Kitty. Okay? All cats respond to Kitty Kitty. You know?
Yeah, it's genetic.
Or they don't respond at all because they don't care. But, they're cats. They'll listen when they want to. Mm-hmm.
Right?
They're catarchists. Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Catarchist. Actually, it's so funny because I got into a little bit of like a fun spirited debate about cats and dogs. And I was trying to explain to this person on Facebook that my cat is literally more like a dog and my dog is literally more like a cat. Like their personalities are, it's like, I don't know, like Freaky Friday or something with my cat.
Pet version.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. But yeah, my cat is very affectionate. I mean, she just meows and meows at me. The only beef I have with her is that she does not know the appropriate time to retract her claws. So when she gets on me, you remember this, Jeremy. I think I was talking to you and I screamed because I was wearing shorts and she got on me and of course with her claws extended and it's like, ah! I mean, it was, didn't send me to the hospital, but still was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You could put caps on those things, you know.
Yeah, my cat had those. We put pink on her and purple. She hated us so much for that.
I know. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I haven't done it. Because I just, especially now, she's 13 years old. I think
they're really fun to put on them. Oh, my gosh. You need like three people.
It's
like a three-person job to do that.
Yeah.
And here's two people to hold the cat down.
And then when you get done, try to give the cat a pill.
And then a bath.
You know what? See, this actually brings to mind another recommendation I remember Lude giving for another situation. I think what actually might apply here, duct tape and NyQuil actually might help with that.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
I think I missed that one.
I didn't.
On our cross country, that was part
of the peaceful parenting.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, duct tape.
There's always duct tape.
Okay. And NyQuil.
I think that was under the passive aggressive parenting style that we were discussing that day.
Actually. Oh yeah, the passive. Violations of the passive aggressive principle.
I actually met a woman a few years ago that admitted to duct taping one of her kids to a chair.
Get out of here. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious. I was completely shocked. I don't even remember how I responded. I was just like, okay. But she said he did manage to escape.
Well,
which is good.
How dare he?
I know.
Oh,
but yeah, I was just like, okay.
Mom, but anyway.
Yeah, nice. No doubt. But speaking of NyQuil, with my cat on our cross country trip, I did give her phenobarbital, but it was prescribed by the vet because my cat does not do well in the car. So she basically slept the whole time for 3 days.
Well, yeah, that stuff will do it to them.
Yeah.
See, you're lucky though, because it depends. My sister used to travel with her two cats all the time, and her two cats were a little nutty. And one of hers a Russian Blue? I can't remember. It was another one of those fancy kitties, but they were both a little nutty in their own special ways. And when she would drug them with the prescription from the vet, one of them would end up getting all zombified and like drool and not really sleep. Like,
oh, yeah.
she could be quiet, but other times she would just meow. Sophia would meow incessantly, rawr, rawr, like these horrible sounds, but it was like weaker and like. Exactly. But it was just like wasn't strong enough to knock her out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it depends. Well, that's what Henrietta would do. She would just incessantly meow, and it, yeah. I mean, it's travel is stressful for animals as it is, and it is. And I had my Jeep packed to the gills, and the animals had very little. Actually, the rabbit had more room than anyone because I just kept her in her cage.
You mean you didn't put stuff inside the cage to
pad the
rabbit? Count my space.
I probably would have had room for my guitar if I had.
Oh, the rabbit would have eaten that.
I wouldn't have put the guitar in the cage. I'm just saying,
You could put Roxy in the same cage and they could have got their exercise.
Oh my.
They could have worked out all that time to work out their differences. Maybe you could have given Roxy a little of the phenobarbital too, and you know, you could have solved all of your problems in one fell swoop.
And for anybody that's not familiar, Roxy is Diana's adorable beagle.
She's very sweet. She's kind of a brat, but you know, she makes up for it with those big brown eyes as she looks up at me. I have the hardest time rebuking her. I just really do.
and now you all know why Roxy's a brat.
I spanked my dog and it turned out fine.
Yeah, it doesn't work with them either.
No, definitely not.
Although there is a more likely percentage of them biting you afterwards. Although that may vary from kid to kid, I'm not sure.
Yeah, spank your lover, not your child.
It depends on the. The kid.
Well, you know, I enjoy it more.
I got flack about that meme too. Come on.
You did.
Yeah, people. I try to be fun. Turn Lou's saying into a funny meme, and people got upset because they said, "Why do you think your lover likes to be?" And I was like, "Oh, come on, that's not true for everybody. Some people just actually like those things."
You know what? You know what?
If
there was ever a cure for Asperger's, libertarianism would disappear. I hate to say it, but libertarians are so freaking aspy. You put something out there as a nice lighthearted little joke, and these lunatics will start tearing it apart for all the subliminal messages. I bet there's some New World Order Illuminati stuff in there.
I'm Tiggered.
There's a triangle or a pyramid in there with an all-seeing eye.
Hey, listen, I put out a blanket Tigger warning at the beginning of the year. If anybody missed it, that's not my problem. It's out there somewhere.
So, Diana, you wanted to tell a story about the gymnasium?
The gymnasium.
Before we went off on tangents.
Yeah, okay. So this is it's a local gym that I'd started going to because there was also the same brand name gym where I'm from in North Carolina, and I had purchased a package of a certain number of visits, and I was able to transfer that to the location here in Colorado.
Well, you guys have to transfer it to the next segment because
it looks that way. It's okay.
We'll be that right back too. More Freedom Fiends.
Meow.
Aww.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free Android app for your phone, tablet, phablet, or other Chrome robot turd. The app is available now from the Google Play Store, from Amazon, and from freedomfiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode feature, and so much more. You know, the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world. But when the fiends aren't live, you can also use the app to listen to LRN.fm from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for lip there with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Better than any gift or card or anything like that. She created a YouTube video for me where she played a Taylor Swift song that had been very had always caused some intense feels for me when she went away to school, and she never even knew that about the song. And then she played it for me for Mother's Day, and I was completely just useless the rest of the day after I heard that.
So it's better than a gym membership as far as Mother's Day gifts go.
Okay, so anyway, so what I started talking about the last segment was, so this gym, this particular location, and it's not the case with the whole franchise, but this particular location was running some kind of promotion that, like, if they got a certain number of visits during the month, that they would donate something to this police organization. And when I first saw that they were doing that, it was last month, it was actually in April, and I thought, okay, so if they end it this month, you know, I'm cool, like I'll just ignore it or whatever. Well, it turns out they're doing it again this month. Pretty unhappy about it. Kind of had some ethical dilemma stuff going on around it. And but next thing you know, I get a survey request from them asking me to, you know, for my opinion. And I gladly gave it to them. And let's see. Let me find what I wrote here. So anyway, you know, was asking me, you know, how did I like the gym and everything? And I put a 5 basically on a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10. And that apparently prompted something to say, how did we disappoint you, and how can we do things right? And I took that as an opportunity to express my opinion. And I said, okay, so I love the workouts here. I've had a great experience so far with the staff. No complaints about that at all. The problem I have with this location is the fact that it's running a promotion to support a law enforcement organization. Have many issues with law enforcement in this country in general, and this promotion is in conflict with my principles. I would be remiss if I didn't express my opinion about this. I hear on the news, and this just happened locally, that a 13-year-old was shot by a law enforcement officer, and no one bats an eye, and this was local. Like, I heard it on the news, and it was just kind of like, you know, talked about in passing, and I was just disgusted by that. And, I said, you know, and it's shameful, and we shouldn't blindly support the police because they, quote, put their lives on the line, and they, quote, protect and serve. I said, garbage men have more dangerous jobs, and when was the last time you truly felt protected and served by the police, especially when seeing a cop car behind you on the highway? I'm sorry to say that when I've run out of visits, I won't be renewing my membership. I just can't, in good conscience, lend any of my support, even indirectly, to the police. Well, okay, so I thought this survey was anonymous.
Well, that was your first mistake.
You know, and I gotta say, I have to admit, I'm not sure that I would have had, you know, the guts to do this if I had known it was not anonymous. But apparently it wasn't, and a couple of days later I did get a call from somebody at that location who was actually very nice about it, and I didn't actually talk to the person, but the voicemail that he left was very civil. You know, he seemed not necessarily apologetic, but that he would seem to be interested in talking to me more about it. And I haven't called him back yet, and I'm not sure if I should, because I'm concerned that, you know, I'm going to be drawn into this debate or whatever. And I'm also kind of concerned about going back to this location, because if I check in, you know, I might have like a flag by my name, you know, this cop hater, blah, 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 you know.
It notifies Department of Homeland Security every time you arrive.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, we were kind of joking about, like, if they, you know, if they knew about that, you know, I was the one that did this, that if any of the coaches there knew that I did this, that they would, like, get in my face and, like, make me keep doing the exercises over and over, faster, like, you know, which might not be such a bad thing for me, but...
You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. You told me to stand.
You hate the police.
You told me to stand here. You're not doing it right. Do it again.
You don't like the way I coach you? Call a cop.
Oh. Oh. No, I'll call cell 411. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Anyway, so I haven't decided if I'm going to call him back or not. We'll see. I don't know.
You should call. That way we have something to talk about next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him right now.
And depending on the part, the, you know, one party, two party laws there, I think you should record it. You know, really.
Yeah.
To talk about.
Yeah. I'll look into that. I'll look into that. So, yeah. Anyway. Well, looks like we are done with the first hour.
Just say, don't think of me as anti-cop. Think of me as tough on crime.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Worms.
Pull a good one.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
talking through the brain. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through libertarian re-education centers, low-orbit ion cannon, high atop financial beast plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Ew. Learn more at bipcot.org. What were we talking about during the break? Oh, we were talking about the Onion article. And
yeah.
So yeah, this Onion article is just hilarious. And it's funny because I posted it and it could definitely have some, you know, political connotations, of course. And I got all this stuff about, like, why taxes are good and, like, you know, we need the state and blah blah blah. I mean, it might not have been quite that obvious. I mean, there was actually one person that commented on the post that, oh, she's just right on the edge. You know, it's just like, oh, I really want to talk to you more. She's actually to the point where she's like, yeah, you know, I mean, I actually think it's a good thing when somebody asks who would pay for the roads, but only once they've gotten to a certain point where they're willing to consider that there might be another way to pay for roads other than having, you know, the money stolen from us in order to pay for them. So, I mean, it's, mm-hmm. it's kind of encouraging in a way.
Yeah, at least they're asking questions and they're not just telling you you're a lunatic and all the other fancy names that, you know, people like me who are big mouths on the internet get called. I've been called every name in the book. You got to catch up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I don't know if I can take that. My feelings get hurt really easily.
Taxation is the price that we pay to live in a civilized society.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever, dude. Come on. No.
How are we going to have all these prisons?
You forgot. You forgot.
How are we going to bomb all those kids in other countries?
Exactly.
How are we
going
to have all that war?
Yeah. I mean, we have to keep ourselves safe, right? I mean, that's the only way we can do it, right? So this Onion article.
You hate poor people. Admit it.
I hate poor people, old people, children, animals.
I hate people.
I want everybody to starve to death.
That's not exactly untrue.
But, you what?
No. I said I hate people in general, so it's not exactly untrue, but it's not for the reasons they want to claim that I hate people.
It's like we hate people, but we love them. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain.
No,
it.
I work with
strange.
Animals. I largely hate people.
I love that one meme that was like, you know, most of the time, I think Lisa, you posted this. I think it's like most of the time, I think people are pretty much good, blah, blah, blah. And then I read the comments on articles, and I think the only way like anything can be fixed is cleanse the earth by fire.
Yeah. Period. Just burn it all down and start over again. Or not start over again. Just burn it all down.
Yeah. So this Onion article was actually dated back in 2006 and is titled "New Poll Finds 86% of Americans Don't Want to Have a Country Anymore." Now, if people who are listening are not aware, the Onion is technically satire. However, they have a habit of posting things that kind of ring true.
That are prophetic sometimes.
Well,
things like this one end up being prophetic a good decade later because this has happened before.
Yeah, when I saw the date on this, I was like, wow, what?
Yeah, 2006, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And one of my favorite excerpts from this, which I actually posted on Facebook, was, "I already belong to a health club, a church, and the Kiwanis Club," Tammy Golden of Los Angeles wrote. "I'm a member of the Vons Grocery Super Savers, which gets me a discount on certain groceries. These are all well-managed organizations with real benefits. None of them send me a confusing bill once a year and make me work it out myself, then throw me in jail if I get it wrong."
I like that one too.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of illustrates the, you know, the free market works. The government doesn't very well.
And this one too. "I'm for saluting flags and pledging allegiance to them, but nothing beyond that," Tampa, Florida mechanic and former Marine Doug Paul said. "I like singing the anthem before the game, but I can't keep up with the news every day. I have 3 kids."
And then he says, "I love America, but what's that got to do with having a country?"
I think we've come far enough as a nation that we don't need to have one anymore. It's not like we're Somalia, where the warlords run everything, or Russia, where it's all organized crime.
I don't think we still need the United States of America to show us how to do it.
So funny. So have you found when you share articles from the Onion, people think it's real and they get like really bent out of shape about it?
Yeah, well, you know,
like,
it's like,
this is terrible. I'm like, it's satire.
It's satire, but secretly true.
Yeah, I'm like, do you not Onion? You don't know. Yeah.
Do you not Onion, bro? Not Come Onion. On. Yeah, well, actually, I mean, I did post it and I did get a response from someone that I'm not sure if she did understand it was satire, but but she's actually a very like beloved family member. I mean, well, she's kind of like an extended family member, like a sister of a brother-in-law kind of thing. But I still really like her. She's a sweet person. But she posted on there. She was like, "Yeah, taxes suck, but we need free college and we need free healthcare. We need free, you know, blah blah blah." You know, it's like vote Bernie and da da da. And I was like, no, 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 no. And then I had a couple of other family members hop on there too. So I mean, the good thing about it is that it was civil. You know, it was very civil, and I really appreciate that. I really despise getting in debates on Facebook where it turns ugly. You know, there's no need for that. There just really isn't. You know, it's like realize that politics, I feel like. Or not, I feel like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to avoid using that word so much. I think that politics in this country are by design meant to divide us as people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, there's always some kind of like there's left, right, black, white, male, female. There's a Republican, conservative, you know, liberal, whatever. There's always some kind of, like, it's this or it's that. You're
right, exactly.
With us or you're against us, that whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that kind of, like, to me, I think that segues really nicely into this article that you sent, Lisa, by Dan Sanchez, Let's Boycott Hate Season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great article.
Yeah, the picture with it's great, too.
Yeah, I know. We've got Voldemort. We have Darth Vader. It's awesome. Super villain primary debate 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's there's the ISR.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. I was about to say that.
I happened to just notice that.
It's on the screen there.
On TV. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like this one too. And it was kind of timely for me because I find myself debating, you know, talking about politicians too much lately. And I'm like, why am I wasting my time? You know, I'm giving these people attention because like little kids, you know, negative attention is still attention and they still like it. So I don't want to talk mm-hmm. about these people. I don't want to give
right.
them any free publicity, give them any power. Even if it's bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You don't say he who shall not be named's name.
Right.
You know, you don't say the name because if you say the name, you give him power. So
it's yeah. Like, see, the list is getting longer and longer of those people too. The people we don't talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a really, really good article, and I love how he compares it to 1984, George Orwell's 1984, and how, and I guess he got the season of hate or the hate season from, you know, how Oceania had its annual hate week.
Hate week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. It's pretty much like that.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Aww.
Hey, there was another line, not to like be all over the place here, but that Onion article, I can't get enough of this. I think it's the funniest thing ever. There was one more quote from that I wanted to read. I don't want to get bogged down in the country anymore. Wilmington, Delaware accountant Carrie Ashworth said, I'm not up in arms or anything. I'm just saying it'd be a lot easier for everyone if we just gave it up. Speaking of, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Opt out.
If only. Well, you know, if we want to do that, we need to move to Somalia. You can get out.
Yeah,
get out.
Yeah, just leave. You're free to leave if you want to leave. No, not exactly.
Right. They're going to make us pay for that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's
tax farms are everywhere.
But the beautiful thing is if you move to Somalia, you can go to a already failed socialist state, or you can stay here in America and watch a socialist state fail.
Oh, in real time.
Yeah.
I think I might enjoy watching it fail more.
From far away.
Isn't that terrible? I'm so
from my little island in Costa Rica or something.
Oh, there you go.
I don't even know.
From a beach somewhere.
Does anything have to do with patriotism? That just seems like morbid curiosity more than anything else.
No, I know. I was just joking.
A couple of days ago, somebody, and this is somebody that I know in real life, they're asking me, you know, well, what can we do to save the country? You know, the Republic and the Constitution, all that sort of stuff. And this person obviously does not know the full extent of my views because I don't go broadcasting it. Well, technically, I do broadcast it everywhere.
You kind of do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I do broadcast my views, but this person is not a listener. So anyway, this person's asking me, you know, well, how do we save the country? You know, no, it's not a joke here. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I says, instead of asking how the country gets saved, perhaps you should ask, why should we save the country? Why does it deserve to be saved?
Because America!
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, this particular person, you know, the eyes got real big and you could see the mouth move and, you know, the lips were going, but nothing came out. And essentially it just came down to, well, you know, America's always been America, and, you know, well, we have to preserve everything. I have no idea what this idea behind, you know, stuff lasting forever. I have no idea where that comes from. We'll be back after the strip to the market. We'll talk about this a little more, maybe.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Playing my air bass over here. Hi.
Hi.
Aw, so this is the Freedom Fiends, and we're back, and we're just being silly during the break, and it just sort of bled right over into being on air, but that's okay. That's how we roll.
Okay, so what are we talking about this segment?
Well, what we were going to talk a little bit more about what we were talking about before, Lou.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Before we took our trip to the market, without bread lines, by the way, I was talking about this, about the eternal life of everything. And you guys have seen the movie Goodfellas, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a great movie. It's a great movie. And just to give a little recap of it, it shows the life of gangster Henry Hill. And he starts off as a young teenager, and he winds up doing like odd jobs for this mob family, and you got all kinds of people in there. You got Robert De Niro playing Jimmy, an Irish guy, and Joe Pesci's in there, and you see the heyday of this crime family, and they're going around and they're doing all this stuff, but you're also showing them getting girlfriends and then getting married and having children and starting families, and you see all this happiness, and then about three quarters of the way through the movie, it starts to turn to Schumer, and Joe Pesci gets whacked. Ray Liotta, his character, he's in jail. It just, everything falls apart because, you know, the heyday never lasts forever. When I look at times in my life where, you know, something's going on and everything's on top, but eventually it dies, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way things are. But people have this idea that everything should be permanent. It's like the folks that worship Abe Lincoln because he preserved the Union. Okay, he preserved the Union at what cost? You know, the people wanted to leave. You know, the southern states wanted to leave, kind of like the 13 colonies wanted to leave the crown, you know, just fourscore and 7 years before. And it, by the way, when he said fourscore and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth upon this nation, blah, blah, blah. He was talking about the Declaration of Independence and the secession from England.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if these people are nostalgic for preserving the Union, then they should be nostalgic for preserving the British Empire because, you know, those people broke the empire apart by leaving, you know, by doing what the folks in the southern states did. And they have this idea that the Union should be preserved. It's like America über alles. You know, the 50 states, and add a couple more if necessary, you know, more tax cattle. Mm-hmm. Or maybe get rid of a couple, because I'm not real fond of Florida, New Jersey, or California. But anyway, people and you know what?
New Yorkistan
is on my list to go.
I know. I can't leave yet, though. Let's not blow it up just yet, all right?
all y'all need to move to Colorado, okay?
Michigan.
Yeah, you're probably right. Costa Rica. I'm probably gonna end up there. Ugh, God.
Very national.
We know you will, Diane. And by the way, Jeremy,
my state's better.
I'm not gonna blow up New York State. I'm gonna get a chainsaw. I'm gonna cut along the border, and I'm gonna give it a kick and send it out in the Atlantic Ocean.
The imaginary line.
Yeah, I'm sitting here wondering why you guys are talking about staying in the States. I'm ready to go to like Costa Rica or Switzerland or somewhere.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to. I think they have a similar thing to I don't know if it's actually gotten off the ground or not, but they have something similar to Silicon Valley out there. It's called Crypto Valley, and I think it's in Zug, Z-U-G. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very, very business friendly. And, I'm not going to say no taxes, but at least extremely low taxes. And,
Yeah. So anyway, this whole permanency thing. And as another example, we were joking about the abused spouse earlier. You know, somebody said, oh, well, go work on your marriage. He'll stop beating you eventually, you know, because heaven forbid a bad marriage should end. Because people have this love and adoration of permanence, and everything must stay the same, and which is a conservative idea that nothing changes, that everything remain as it is, but it can't remain as it is.
No.
And quite frankly, some things just need a Feinsteining die. That way, new life can come about.
Yep. Creation requires destruction.
Yes.
Maybe this time they can actually try real freedom.
A forest requires fire for the pine cones.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
I like this voter's guide.
Yeah, the voter's guide is funny.
Oh, that's really funny.
From Playboy?
Yeah. I swear the libertarian one is exactly like what Ron Swanson would say.
So funny.
I think it comes from Swanson.
That's funny.
I think he was the inspiration for that.
Actually, it sounds a lot like Lisa, too, though.
What? What do you mean?
Well, let's go through it and we'll find out.
Okay. That's funny.
So anyway, in this article, what it does is it highlights the difference between four different political parties. You have the Democrats, the Republicans, the Libertarian Party, and the Greens. And I have to say that this is quite accurate. So there's a nice little chart here. On the subject of abortion, Democrats are, of course, pro-choice. The Republican is, of course, pro-life. The Libertarian is pro-mind-your-own-Feinsteining business. And the Greens are pro-choice for people, pro-life for animals.
That's so true.
Yeah, because they're vegans for that. Don't like killing for moral reasons, but they're fine with abortion. Anyway, the Green Party is really just overflow from CPUSA and the Democrats, I think. But anyway, gun control. Democrats say, what are guns? The Republican has a picture of bullet holes in their answer. The Libertarian Party has the middle finger with pro-mind your own Feinsteining business.
Mm-hmm. And that's the a theme. Greens are, it's a theme.
And the Greens are stun gun. You know what? You guys should be doing the after the Greens every time.
Okay. All right.
The Greens are stun gun only when the rhinos are stampeding. Gary is always startling the rhinos and is like, come on, Gary, just talk a little bit quieter.
Aww.
I couldn't say aw because I'm laughing too hard.
Immigration. Without melting pots, we'd never get fondue.
That's what the Democrats say.
Yeah. The Republicans are, do you think we're trying to air condition the whole neighborhood? And the Libertarian Party says, pro mine tus own puto business. And the Greens say, migration is natural and beautiful. Drugs. The Democrats say, we've tried them. The Republicans say, we've tried them, but no one else should. The LP says, if I want to inject heroin into my double bacon cheeseburger, light it on fire, and inhale the fumes through the barrel of a shotgun, you better mind your own Feinsteining business.
That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite one, too.
I love that. Yeah. That's going to be my status later.
And the Green Party says, sure, did you need some?
I know, and there's some shrooms and a pot leaf and some Coke with a razor blade. Yeah. Sure, did you need some?
To be honest with you, I wish that the LP was half as cool as this article makes them out to be. But anyway, on the subject of crime, it has a bunch of
emojis.
Yeah, a bunch of emojis. And then for the Democrats. And then Republicans say, if you're not a criminal, you clearly shouldn't have a fear of living in a totalitarian police state.
Yeah. That's typical.
The LP has a masked bank robber looking character from the Old West. And it says, more masked vigilantes.
Yeah.
And the Green Party says, oh my God, raccoons look like little fuzzy burglars.
Aww. Trash panda.
Trash panda.
You beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Now, on the subject of global warming.
But it's true. They do look like little fuzzy burglars. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Aww.
And on the subject of global warming, the Democrats say, we're dedicated to calling it climate change while we ignore it. The Republicans
That's
say,
for
give
sure.
me a break. Give me a break. Last month, Mitch McConnell canceled a round of golf because it was too cold in April. And the LP says, sometimes I think about blowing up the earth and just ending it all. Try to stop. And of course,
is that the one that sounds like me? Because I say that.
Okay. Yes. And then the Greens say, where will the penguins live? In your house? Are you going to adopt a penguin? Oh my God, that would be pretty adorable. Aww. If you just had a little penguin and he was maybe like your tiny butler.
Aww. And it actually says aw. It actually says aw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking going back to blowing, I just have to say this about Sweet Meteor of Death.
Yes.
Oh
my gosh.
A fan. Yeah, he's they're on Twitter but there's also Cthulhu 2016, and so it's kind of I don't know which one I like better.
Yes, we have Sweet Meteor of Death, we have Cthulhu, and then we also have the Giant Meteor. So there's three, viable candidates. I'm not sure which one. I mean, Giant Meteor would do the job the fastest. Cthulhu would torture everybody for a long time before he just said, you know what, I'm done with you guys. I'm bored. This is it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm so torn. Yeah. But I've been a fan of Cthulhu for so long that I feel some sense of loyalty there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just...
I hear you.
Can you qualify your loyalty to Cthulhu other than the duration of time that you've been loyal to him?
Oh, since at least 2012.
Okay.
That's when I started saying, you know what? Not Gary Johnson. I'm more leaning toward Cthulhu here.
Yeah. So Cthulhu is essentially indifferent to us, but in a very evil way.
So this isn't strictly out of tradition then, right?
No. This was a very logical and rational decision that I made based on, some intense self-evaluation and exploration and thoughts about what I really want to see happen in the future, like where I think the not just the country but where the world should go, and I think Cthulhu is probably what we deserve.
And he keeps earning your trust and support on a regular basis, right?
He is so, yes, because he's so consistent. He is never, he doesn't flip-flop, you know?
Nope, he certainly doesn't. He's honest and he follows through with what he says he's going to do. Every time.
Yep, you think Trump is honest? Oh, you check out Cthulhu's, you know, platform, because he doesn't play around. Tells it like it is.
Yeah, pain and death for everyone.
I get a kick out of people that say Trump's not a politician. No, he's always been a politician. This is just his first time running for office.
Yeah, I would really like to see him. Yeah, I'd like to see him debate Cthulhu. That would be something. I'd
like
that.
To see Cthulhu just eat him in the debate. Literally.
That's probably what would happen, yeah. And then giant meteor would come in and interrupt everything, it'd be apocalyptic and quite fantastic, I think.
And we'd all be laughing while we all burn.
What a way to go.
You can support Cthulhu, but he has no chance of winning, so you should put your support behind giant meteor. Because you want to vote for the winner, right?
No, I vote on principle, always. And you know what? People have been telling me since 2012. You know, in 2012, people told me Cthulhu had no chance. And, you know, I stuck by him. Because I feel like he is the best candidate. I don't care that he has no chance of winning.
If you want to throw your vote away, if you want to throw your vote away, well, that's fine. That's up to you. But me, I'm going with somebody who can win. Giant Meteor. And not only can Giant Meteor win, he could just end all...
I don't know. Giant Meteor just doesn't have a creative enough name. I love Sweet Meteor Odeth.
Yeah, that's... I gotta say, that's...
Smode.
Maybe Smode could run with Cthulhu? Like, maybe
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe they'll join up, join forces.
Now would this be the... Would this be the Dear Sweet Meteor of Death?
Ooh.
The Dear Sweet Yak Meteor, the Dear Sweet Bacon Meteor?
Why not?
Okay. Hey, just want to make sure.
I don't know what those we talk is. I mean, things are bad. I don't want the art at the end. I'm not quite done yet.
You better start making plans now then.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And if I'm not ready to totally give it up yet, listen, I'm not gonna get sucked into Lisa's sadistic thing here where she just wants to blow up the earth. I do not
Lisa consent, sounds Lisa. Really I sweet, do doesn't consent. She? She's kind of scary.
She's already roped blue into this. I am not going to play this game.
Yeah. Cthulhu doesn't care if you're ready. Now you're just smod.
That's right.
Smod.
Smod.
No, just off of the name, I'm going with Smod over Giant Meteor.
Yeah, I like Sweet Meteor Odette.
How can you not what? Cthulhu, how do you beat that? Have you seen? Oh, my gosh.
He's not pulling very well.
I'm so disappointed.
Look.
Hey, I'm behind the winner, whoever that is.
A vote for Cthulhu is actually a vote for Trump or Clinton.
No, literally. A vote for Cthulhu is a vote for Cthulhu. You vote on principle, not on like who you think the winner is going to be. That's what got us into this mess in the first place, don't you know? Like, vote if you think is going to win.
If people have voted guys, for Cthulhu this, back this is in just, 1791.
This talk is just ridiculous. We need to get back to this Playboy article.
Okay. We were at the foreign policy part. Uh-oh. The Democrats.
Who wants to jump in and take over?
I guess I will. Awkward silences make me like uncomfortable, so I think I'll go ahead. So on foreign policy, the Democrats say, did you see, it's like a coat hanger inside like a no sign.
The circle slash.
Mm. Did you see how we're the party that's pro-choice? Like that has anything to do with foreign policy? And then, you know, the Republicans just have like a photo of like, or like a depiction of bombs, boom, boom, boom. And then the libertarians,
freedom bombs,
exactly.
Freedom seeds.
The libertarians naturally, of course, you know, are following a very consistent theme here, I see, which is this is the property I own. If you're outside of my property, you're foreign. And my policy for you is you better mind your own Feinsteinian business. I had a hard time saying that. It almost came out differently.
I was worried about that too. That's why I didn't want to read that. Honestly.
And then, of course, the Green Party is worried about Japanese whaling.
Aww. You know, I just say fine dining and Schumer and happy Halloween. My little wife, too.
I think
the fine stein?
We haven't gotten to the zombie apocalypse. I think that might be my favorite one.
I like the last one.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I like that one. That's my theme.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem without firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Free Coast Financial Radio app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market,
but tell you how they make money in a variety of investment and artistic endeavors.
The Free Coast Financial Radio app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on finance, liberty, and technology from the coastal region of New Hampshire.
Because there's a lot more to New Hampshire than just Keene. Free Coast Financial Radio. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior audio quality.
The Free Coast Financial Radio app is covered by the BIPCOT NoGov license.
Go on the Google Play Store
or on Amazon
and search Free Coast, all one word.
And please rate and review.
Worms. Redemption in the third act. I don't know. Why is it the third act? We've had several segments.
I'm glad you asked. I know. I always wondered too, but I thought I'm not going to question it because I like the sound of it.
I do too. Yeah, it sounds good. So there you go. We were reading from the Playboy Voter's Guide here. And
Are we on taxation? Our favorite thing to talk about?
Yeah, we're on taxation, and you know, it's just
theft.
It's theft, and the libertarian one. I'm a little disappointed by, but I'm assuming that the libertarian one is written that way because, you know, it's like, you know, pretending like they don't want anyone to know that they're not actually paying taxes.
but yeah.
the libertarian response is in brackets, and it says refuse to answer further government written questions.
Yeah, well, the whole libertarian line obviously seems to be written more from a small libertarian or an anarchist than not an actual Libertarian Party member.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah,
like I said,
the LP is actually cool now.
Yeah, they make it sound cool anyway. Yeah.
They're still squares.
Squares.
The vote and stuff.
The Republican response to the healthcare question was, while we may not necessarily believe in evolution, survival of the fittest sounds like a good idea. The Green Party is, to the healthcare one, hugging a puppy will heal almost every single known disease.
Aww. Aww. Hugging a murder dog.
Or a trash panda.
Everybody should hug their murder dog. Mm-hmm. I would not advise. Well, you can hug a trash panda, although I would advise not doing it if you find one during the day. That's usually not a good time to try to hug.
No, because they have rabies. Oh my gosh, I had a dream one time about a trash panda, aka raccoon, that was out during the day and it was like chasing me. And I knew in my dream that that was bad because if it was out during the day, it must be rabid. Pretty funny.
Hey, apparently, dogs don't like to be hugged, right? I don't know.
I read a headline
recently. Somewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some dogs do, some dogs don't. That's another one of those quote unquote studies. Yeah.
Seriously, Debbie Downer over there.
And I'm like the nihilist in the group right now.
You have to gauge their reaction. Essentially, I mean, some dogs are okay with it, some dogs aren't, and they can show anxiety and that type of thing. But you just have to be able to read that in your dog.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say dogs don't like enjoy hugs. It.
My border collie liked them. Yeah.
Yeah.
My dog.
I know my little Roxy girl does. Yes, she does.
Keep telling yourself that. My dog. Well, no, because my dog gives me hugs. I don't know. That's just funny.
Aww, you know, that's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, murder dogs are so sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really are.
I've never met a murder dog rap. That I don't like. I know. They're the sweetest dogs, really.
Okay, so yeah. My favorite one on the voter's guide is the question of a zombie apocalypse. And the Democrat response is, we'll try to save you from zombies. Likely we'll get bitten by a zombie in the process. Yeah, okay, that's true. The Republicans say, we'll shoot you before it's even certain. The Republicans will shoot you before it's even certain whether you've been bitten and are turning into a zombie or not. The Libertarian says, most likely to be the last human alive. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Green Party's response is, aw, what if there are zombie otters? How cute would that be?
Oh,
terrifying.
I know.
Well, as long as you stay out of the water, they wouldn't be much of that. They wouldn't be that much of a threat to you, so.
Yeah.
They still could be cute somehow. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Thinking about The Walking Dead, and I know that the walkers do feed on animals, but I haven't seen where whatever the disease is that causes it affects the animals in the same way. So
it doesn't.
Anyway, I don't think so.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, man, you just...
I don't watch it.
Now,
I'm kidding.
Now I'm never going to watch the show. You just totally ruined it for me. Thank you so much.
That wasn't me.
I don't watch it. It was Diana, you know. Way to ruin the 300th, the three-year episode.
It was a very general, like, statement about the show.
Whatever.
Thanks for coming on, guys. Thanks for spoiling The Walking Dead for Jeremy. For more Freedom Fiends, go to freedomfiends.com.
Wow.